Futures down 109 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. BGE crews are close to restoring service to all customers who lost power when a windstorm downed trees and power lines on Sunday and Monday. Crews have been working around the clock to make repairs throughout central Maryland. More than 1,500 customers are still without power this morning, and the utility expects all service to be restored by tonight. The Baltimore Police Department has launched a new recruitment campaign to attract sworn officers and professional members to join its ranks. The recruitment initiative will use billboard streaming services, radio, digital ads, and social media, and there's also a website called joinbaltimore.org. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says the new campaign is a key part of the public safety strategy to attract the best and brightest to serve in the Baltimore Police Department. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, everyone. Jack Gilden in for the eminent Gary Stein. We begin this morning in the Florida sunshine, where the Orioles are intrigued by their 35-year-old rookie pitcher, Tomoyuki Sugano. He may be untried in the American League, but in Japan, he's already a legend with the equivalent of 2 Cy Young Awards and 3 MVPs. He came all the way across the Pacific to report on Sunday. He threw on Monday, and he is undoubtedly a player to watch as the spring unfolds. Now we travel from the sunshine to the indoors where basketball is played. After a few years in the wilderness, the Maryland Terps are back and ranked number 20 in late February. As we speak, they're preparing to take on USC tomorrow night. March Madness is just around the corner, and the Terps are peaking, often with 5 players scoring in the double digits. Can you imagine former Orioles manager Earl Weaver, one of the most famous umpire haters in history, leaping out of the dugout to scream and rain spittle in the face of a robot? Well, this spring it may come to that for today's managers. That's because MLB will be testing a new automated balls and strikes system called ABS in about 60% of this year's spring training games. This electronic eye will allow teams to challenge ball and strike calls that they feel the old-fashioned umpire might have blown. The program is still in development, and they won't be using it in this year's regular season. And that is Stein on Sport.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Winter is not easing up. Temperatures are cold through Friday, but a little bit warmer, more like February by the weekend. 30 the high today. Tomorrow, a few light snow showers. 30 tomorrow. Friday, sunny and slightly warmer, 38. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 17 degrees in Westminster, 21 in Easton, and 21 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. It's, some people refer to it as Hump Day. And you know what? You're only two more days. Well, I guess you're still three more days away from the weekend. You really are. We're getting closer, though. We are. You know, today is actually the first day of CPAC. I don't know how many people are going to be hanging out down there. But I know that there are many people in the Republican Party that will be assembling at the National Harbor for the rest of the week. And I got some text messages. I know the Boulder County Republican Women's Club, I know there were some women going down, Boulder County Central Committee, and so many others. So, you know, and also my friend Chris Palumbi, if you recall, he ran in District 5 against Steady Hoyer. And honestly, you know, Steady Hoyer, talk about somebody else that needs to retire. He's got to go. But I know that Chris is headed down. And today is like really the first day of CPAC. So people get down there and they pick up their badges. And I did notice on the website. Oh, and Andrew Langer will definitely be there. You know, Andrew Langer is actually speaking at CPAC. I'll check and see which day it is. But he'll be taking the stage. And I believe he's talking about, don't quote me, but I'm sure he's in the segment where they talk about health. But yeah, he'll be taking the stage. So if you are going to CPAC, you'll see Andrew. And so today, like I said, is the day that you can pick up your passes. And really, only the passes are left. And I believe they're about $195 a piece. But the dinners, the Lincoln Reagan dinner, so many of the side events, they're already sold out. And then, of course, yes, Rob Carson will be broadcasting from CPAC tomorrow and Friday. So it's a big weekend for the Republican Party. I was going through the list of speakers, and I have to say, I'm going to be very honest here. Not everybody loves my honesty, but I'm going to be honest here. I didn't see a lot of America First people. I didn't. I saw, you know, I guess some people you would consider establishment. I did see J.D. Vance speaking. They have not added President Trump as of yet to the lineup, but that's not unusual. It's not unusual because a lot of times they'll wait pretty last minute, and he usually shows up on Saturday afternoon. So that's not unusual. But I did notice it didn't look like Fox News is going to be there again. Now, Fox News, of course, people could say that they were never America First. And trust me, I understand that if you said it. But it used to be a time where Fox Nation, their streaming network, would have this huge, huge display. And they would bring in like this whole, it's like a big camper or something like that. And you could go on the camper and you could, you know, sit there and have an interview with Tommy Lahren of other people that, you know, are on Fox Nation. But they have not had that in the last couple of years. And I noticed, I was talking to Chris Palumbi this morning, I noticed that there weren't any hosts from Fox News speaking at the event. Because I do recall, I think it was last year, and even the year prior to that, you had Lawrence. Yeah, Lawrence was there. Brian Kilmeade would usually show up and say a few words. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't be added to the list. They can always be added. But I just wanted to note, if you check it out, go to CPAC's website. I did not see a whole lot of America First. Congressman Byron Donalds will be there. Congressman Corey Mills will be there. I was sad because I thought Lauren Boebert would be there. I thought Marjorie Taylor Greene would be there. I thought Anna Paulina Luna would be there. Not all three women are not on the list of speakers as of yet. So I was very shocked on that one. But, you know, I will say when it comes to CPAC, because CPAC used to be like the biggest event of the year. And now you have the situation where Charlie Kirk and Turning Point, they have about, you know, four huge events a year. Now, they're usually not in D.C., which makes sense, right? Because CPAC usually has D.C. on lock. But usually they're in Arizona, Florida. But those events, and I think it's because they're, you know, with the younger crowd, those events are usually sold out, packed. I mean, it's like a huge party. And I think that's how Charlie Kirk has kind of branded it. Because even when the speakers take the stage, it's not like just walking on stage to music anymore, you know, with Turning Point. You walk on stage and there's like all this pyrotechnics. It's like a whole concert. Like you would think that Kiss was coming out or something. It's crazy. And you can tell that Charlie, he spends a lot of money on the stage setup and things like that. So very interesting indeed. I wonder if, you know, if CPAC is not as popular with the young people because Turning Point has those four events a year. Now, I did see where all of, it looks like Daily Wire is going to be at CPAC. You got Ben Shapiro, Michael Knowles, Matt Walsh, Jeremy Boring, all those guys are going. So again, it looks like it's going to be a good time. Like I said, there's a lot of people coming or going down from Maryland to CPAC. And I guess that is still considered Maryland, right? It's the National Harbor. But they're all going down, and it looks like it's going to be fun. So if you haven't already, get your pass to CPAC. No, I don't work for them. I'm not being paid to talk about it. I just think it's great that Andrew Langer and Rob Carson is going to be there. And if you want to see the guys, definitely go on down. All right, so we have a lot to talk about today. And off the top here, I'm going to get into House Bill 380. Yeah, you're probably wondering, Kim, what is House Bill 380? Now, of course, we had Glenn Gilhart in yesterday, and we were talking about different bills, some of them very ridiculous, you know, some of them not so bad. But, you know, the shocking part for me was the fact that 1,500, I never knew this, 1,500 bills are usually introduced each session. And as Glenn pointed out, about 800 usually are signed into law. But I had no idea that 1,500 bills are sponsored each session. Remember, this is a 90-day session. Good Lord. I can't, you know, and it's always like, you know, either, you know, they want to spend more money or they want to put more, you know, laws and restrictions on we, the American people. It's like, really? Are you that? I guess it's a control thing almost. That number is insane. And we never see them repeal anything. You notice that? They never take the stupid laws off the books. They'll say, oh, well, let's just add an amendment. No, repeal, take it off the books altogether. That was dumb. Take it off. You know, they never do that. I wonder that, too. You know what? Next time I'm talking to one of our delegates or our senators that have been there a few years, because we are talking to Delegate LaToya Cogola today. But those that have been there a few years, LaToya just got there. So, you know, we're not going to question whether or not she will repeal bills because we'll see what she does because, you know, she's just got there. But I do want to talk to someone that's been in the State House for a few years and just ask them why they have not repealed anything. Maybe they tried and they just couldn't get it done. That's always the case. Well, I'm bringing this House Bill 380 to you because it is beyond belief. And I only saw it because Delegate Mark Fisher was posting about it on X. Other than that, I don't know if I would have really seen it. Now, Delegate Nicole Williams, she is a woman. And I point this out because I'm actually shocked that a woman would put forth such a bill. Now, of course, men, if you're listening, I'm not saying that you are crazy. I'm not saying that. But as women, and especially as nurturing individuals and mothers, and how protective we are of children. And we've been seeing this a lot lately, where there have been a lot of female predators, right? We've been talking about the teachers nowadays in some of these schools. We've seen a lot of female predators. But for the most part, in my view, people that I know and, you know, that grew up with, for the most part, women protect children. It's just like in our nature. It's our habit. You know, the kid doesn't even have to be ours. you ever been in a situation where somebody else's kid is like approaching the escalator with nobody? Like you see somebody's two-year-old take off and they're running to the escalator and then you see the mom and she's like, stop, Brady, stop. And then I don't know about you, but I then chase Brady. Are you the same way? Because I do it every time. And I know some people don't chase kids and, you know, try to help them because some parents get mad if you try to, like, pull their child back. I don't really, you know, I don't take caution to any of that. I throw that to the wind because, to be honest with you, if Brady was to really get to the escalator and he went tumbling down, I'm pretty sure Brady's mom would want somebody to grab him before he went down that escalator. So I do grab kids. I've seen, oh gosh, there was one time, I'll tell you real quick, there was one kid, I was leaving the gym, and there was one kid, and he thought he was being so funny. He was running away from his mom. Now, his mom had two other very small children. It looked like she had three under the age of five. So my heart already went out to her. I said, oh, this poor woman, right? Well, anyways, they're walking towards the door, but the one kid, he might have been like 4 years old, he thought it was going to be funny to just kind of race out the door. So somebody was coming in the door as he was racing out, and then you had the parking lot. So, of course, the mom, you know, she's trying to hold on to the other kids, and I was like, oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord. So so the mom, she's like, stop, stop. So I ran out the door and just grabbed the kid's arm before he hit the curb. I was thinking, oh, my gosh, could you imagine if he would have went in the parking lot? Well, anyways, I say all this because that's usually how we're wired. As women, we're wired this way. If we see a child going towards danger, we intervene. It's a natural reflex. Well, anyways, Delegate Williams, she's actually fine with putting kids in danger. I know. Terrible, right? Well, that's what's going on. House Bill 380 would allow condoms to be sold via vending machines in elementary schools. And she wants them to be available. She's decriminalizing the sale to kindergartners and secondary schools and all these other things. Not only is she decriminalizing it, she wants condoms to be in vending machines at the schools. Now, Delegate Mark Fisher asked that everybody call her office. And I agree, because he just wants to know, what are you trying to achieve with this? Why do you believe a kindergartner needs access to condoms? This is what I'm talking about. These bills hit the floor in Annapolis. There are ridiculous bills just like this. This was not only ridiculous, it's sick and depraved. And if I were a federal investigator, not telling people what to do, but if I was a federal investigator, I'd be looking really closely at Delegate Williams right now. I would. I don't know a single soul that thinks a kindergartner needs access to condoms. But that's where we are. And so I just wanted to just put that on your radar. It's House Bill 380. I'll keep an eye on it to see what happens, to see if it advances. And then, of course, I'll bring that to you. But if you have the opportunity, Delegate Williams, her office number is 410-841-3058. Again, it's 410-841-3058. Condoms available, readily available on school property to those in elementary school. I'm telling you, I can't make this stuff up anymore. I really can't. All right, we'll continue the discussion when we get back. And then, of course, we'll be joined by LaToya Cogolo, our new delegate in Anne Arundel County. She'll be coming on around 9:35. Right now, we're going to go to Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management with today's Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Wednesday. How are you?
Happy Wednesday. Doing well.
Good stuff. So it looks like we're continuing to have that theme, Kim, of tariffs in the news, reciprocal tariffs, the various percentages and all those things that are being talked about and discussed as far as politics with regards to the U.S. economy. That being said, stock futures are little changed from yesterday morning, the first morning of the week, this holiday shortened week, of course. But the Dow futures are off about 94 points currently, Kim. S&P 500 futures are down about 8 points. And NASDAQ futures are only off about 15 points. But the big news today is, of course, that Trump suggests 25% tariffs on automotives, pharmaceuticals, and semiconductor companies, and those tariffs could, in fact, potentially maybe go even higher. So I think the market may be cushioned by maybe the lack of details and some of this delayed implementation, which kind of now leaves this door open for negotiations. So it remains to be seen. I mean, again, the stock market, the resiliency we've seen in the market thus far, Kim, has been impressive year to date. It seems like investors are kind of refusing to kind of back down in the face of some of this negative sentiment. And, you know, again, floating out the notion of this and these imposing these 25% tariffs in these particular areas of the economy leaves a lot to be questioned. So And Trump did not specify whether or not the potential duties would be targeted or they'd be broad-based, but he did say they would be implemented as soon as April 2nd. So we have a date there. On the data front with the overall economy, the January housing starts report, again, coming out here this morning, so investors will need to digest that once the market opens here in just a few short minutes. We're going to be looking again for minutes from the latest Federal Reserve meeting. That's set for today at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the Fed is looking to possibly keep rates unchanged, but they have expressed some concern over the U.S. inflation outlook, Kim. So, again, we need to really pay attention to these. We have numbers coming out. Earnings are going to come from companies such as Garmin, Analog Devices, Host Hotels and Resorts, and some other companies, again, reporting their earnings here today. So right now, not a whole lot of activity pre-market, but there's a lot to be discovered here until the close today. And we'll be back, of course, this Friday morning for another edition of the Morning Market Flash, Kim.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. So we were talking just a moment ago about Delegate Nicole Williams. And just so you know, she's in District 22, which is in Prince George's County. It covers a part of Prince George's County. Obviously, they have more districts than just that. But I was trying to get a close-up on the map here. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about Delegate Williams because she introduced House Bill 380. And if you want to go to, if you want to go to see the Maryland Gov website, you could see House Bill 380. It isn't complicated. There's not a whole lot of wording here, but she wants condoms to be made readily available to, and here's a list here, kindergartners, nursery school, and secondary school students. Oh, and of course, in elementary schools. And if this is to pass, it could take effect as early as October 1st, 2025. And she wants to put these things in a vending machine. This is why it's also so sinister, right? In a vending machine, you know how kids operate. Look, I got an 8-year-old. If it's in a vending machine, she wants to see. Right? If it's in one of those little machines, you know, you come out of the grocery store, you stick the quarter in and just, you know, dial it up a little bit. And then it's like, you know, either a gumball or a bouncy ball or what have you. You know, we get to the end of the line there at Food Lion or wherever we are. And she's like, you got a quarter? Oh, wait, well, I need 50 cents. I don't, right? And then she comes back with something that, you know, I'll end up throwing in the trash because she leaves it in the car. This is what kids do. They don't really care exactly what it is in there. They just want it. So trying to attempt to put condoms in a vending machine, and I don't know if you guys have seen condom wrappers or packages as of late. I'm not saying that I'm getting any action, so don't go there. But what I'm saying is I've seen the packages. Some of them look like candy wrappers, right? Because it has like the fluorescent look to it. And some of them are purple, red, all these other colors. If you put this in a vending machine, any kindergartner would say, wait a minute, what's that? I want, what is this, right? It's sick. I've got Craig in Waldorf. Craig, you wanted to weigh in?
Surely this is an Onion article, isn't it?
Oh, I wish it was. I wish it was. Look, I wouldn't have believed it if Delegate Mark Fisher wasn't tweeting about calling her office.
Yeah. Well, the other, just a few things. I'll start with, how much are they going to cost, and where are the kids, or are they going to be free? I go into several college health centers, you know, where the students go when they're sick, and there are usually bowls of condoms sitting around. But these are college kids.
Right.
But the other thing is, does she have, you know, she needs to disclose her financial holdings. Does she have a vested interest in, like, the machines that are going to go out, or in Trojans, or whoever, you know, whatever company that is? I mean, because it's such a stupid idea.
Yeah.
That there has to be some financial reason for it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's the only thing I could think of. It has to be a special interest group that has contacted her. And that's why I thought it was interesting, because I tried to see exactly which her... she's in District 22, but I can't get the map to pull up close enough to see which part of Prince George's County this is in. Because I see...
I know that they want to teach sex ed and how to use them as early as... I grew up in Baltimore County when, in 1970, there was sex ed in the Baltimore County schools, and then we moved out to Harford County, and they were a year behind, so we got the same sex ed class. They didn't call it sex ed then, you know, in two years in a row. And my parents and my aunts and uncles were appalled that they were teaching that. You know, of course, that was 1970, 71, that, you know, that was being taught in the public school system.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I think it's either she's really stupid or she's got some financial interest in it.
Yeah.
And since she's a public figure, she can't sue me for slander.
Right, no, yeah. Exactly. She cannot. I learned that myself, actually, Craig. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I mean, it is. Look, House Bill 380 it's a nightmare. It is a nightmare. You know what? We'll be joined coming up next here with Delegate LaToya Cogollo. And I will ask her if she knows much about this bill and whether or not Delegate Williams, you know, somehow has an invested interest in this. I don't know if she'll actually know the answer to that, obviously. And I'll be talking about House Bill 161 with LaToya. But this is sick. I can't figure it out. Again, if you guys want to go to Maryland.gov website, you can actually see, just put in HB 380. And Delegate Williams, right there, she wants contraceptives and contraceptive devices available by vending machines in schools, kindergarten, nursery, elementary, you name it. Let's see. Steve, I got about a minute. You wanted to weigh in?
Hi, Kim. Just hearing this most ridiculous, insane, evil-minded person's idea. Two primary school children having sex, isn't that considered rape?
I would think something.
Wouldn't the female be then being raped and vice versa? How warped is this?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it really is. And I'm going to actually be one of the people, Steve, to call her office as well, because I would love to know. What's the goal here?
Yeah, get her online. Let her talk to her constituents, her people.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the air.
Yeah. Steve, great idea.
She's a coward, I'm sure.
I'll try to do it. Steve, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I mean, this is it's sick. It really is. All right, coming up next, we've got Delegate LaToya Cogollo. We're going to talk to her here before she has to go to the floor herself. We'll be talking about House Bill 161, has to do with parental rights.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The latest in a long line of winter storms is bearing down on parts of the East Coast, expected to bring heavy snow and ice to a couple of states, specifically North Carolina and parts of Virginia. Bitter cold has settled in from the northern plains down into Texas. Elon Musk, the man President Trump put in charge of his Department of Government Efficiency, says the work of the so-called Doge panel is crucial to the future of America. Musk tells Hannity on Fox that not only can an individual go bankrupt, it can happen to a nation as well. More measles cases diagnosed in West Texas. The number of confirmed cases now at 58, a handful of cases diagnosed next door in New Mexico as well. Hospitalized in Rome for a fifth night, Pope Francis, pneumonia in both lungs. On Wall Street this morning, stocks starting off the day in the red. More details, srnnews.com.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, everyone. Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. The long lacrosse season has barely begun, but the Terps are already smoking it.
Smoking!
They're 3-0 and have beaten the up-and-coming University of Richmond, local rival Loyola, and most important, they crushed number 2 Syracuse last Saturday. Next up for the juggernaut Terps is number 5 Princeton this Saturday. It will be a test to see if Maryland can continue to stack the victories against America's best teams with some of the best squads in the game still yet to come. In a bizarre story, federal prosecutors have filed charges against 7 men in a string of robberies against American professional athletes. The alleged criminals are all Chilean and were members of a South American theft ring. They ripped off some prominent athletes, including the Milwaukee Bucks, Bobby Portis, and the Kansas City Chiefs, Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. Other victims were from the Memphis Grizzlies and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The group is accused of stealing more than $2 million in valuables. In baseball, the boys of summer are back in spring training where the Orioles hope that their Cy Young candidate, Kyle Bradish, is fully recovered from Tommy John surgery. He put up great numbers in 2023 and last year too, posting sub-300 ERAs both times. But that was before his rendezvous with the surgeon. His recovery is going well, but he's not expected back until after the All-Star break. That's all there is to know, and that is Stein on Sports.
Lots of clouds, a little bit of snow today and tomorrow, and then the sunshine shows up just in time for the weekend. And along with it, temperatures finally begin to warm up. Only a slight chance of a snowflake today. 30 will be as warm as we get. Upper teens to low 20s tonight. Scattered light snow showers, less than an inch tomorrow, 30 the high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. I'm taking a lot of text messages coming in. And we'll get back to House Bill 380. We will talk about it. But first, we have a guest here, and I don't want to hold her because Delegate Latoya Cagolo is with us, and she has to get to the floor. She's at work, guys. She's at work, and we know the Republicans work hard. Latoya, good morning to you.
Good morning, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Well, before we get into House Bill 161, I have to ask, how are things going?
Things are going actually very, very well. I mean, I think that because as a Republican, we have to fight even harder and have to speak loudly. So, you know, it takes a lot more work on our end, but we are certainly doing the work.
And this is what I say all the time. I don't envy your job there in Annapolis. You guys fight hard. You work hard. It's long hours, long days. And, you know, then you're also trying to hit the media to make sure people know, you know, just what you guys are working on. It's a lot. It's a lot of work. And I do respect it. And I thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. And the taxpayers are paying our salary, so we owe it to them to work the long hours and fight hard. So I'm honored to do it.
Nice. Well, Delegate Cagolo, I see that there are a lot of crazy bills that have been hitting the floor, but yes. I do want to talk about House Bill 161. What is going on with that? If you could kind of explain it in detail here for the audience.
Yep. So House Bill 161 is a bill that was introduced by Delegate Atterbury. And what that does is that it restricts a parent's ability to opt out of certain curriculum or materials related to gender identity and expression and HIV/AIDS. It's very concerning because this issue has been raised across the state of Maryland by parents. Parents are up in arms about it. And, you know, when I addressed this on the floor with her, I pointed out certain lessons that were extremely inappropriate. I mean, we're talking about teaching kindergartners gender identity and physical and sexual attraction, teaching that to fourth graders. Parents cannot opt out of HIV/AIDS education, nor can they opt out of sex assigned at birth, which is a sixth grade lesson. And then, you know, seventh grade lesson is we can opt out of the masturbation, oral and anal sex seventh grade lesson. However, why do we need to teach kids these things to teach them about respect for everyone? Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me.
No, this is. I've noticed this has been a little bit of a theme for some of the progressive Democrats in Annapolis. We were, you know, just before we spoke to you, we talked about House Bill 380. I guess my question is, you know, because I know that you do work well across the aisle, and I know that you try your best to try to understand where some people are coming from because you're very open-minded. Does anyone ever elaborate on why they believe that this is important?
So, well, I'll say two things to that. First of all, there are a lot of Democrats down here, quite a few, who came to me, and they thanked me, and they said they agree with me. So, you know, there are Democrats that are just as concerned about this bill. They're the ones who are in support of it, their rationale is more so related to their personal experiences. And as a therapist, I respect their personal experiences, but I don't think it's fair for adults to project their experiences, what they're healing from onto our children. And that's what's being done here because, you know, it's just not fair to the kids. Let kids be kids.
Yeah, you know, also, if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Delegate Cagolo. Also, a Delegate, when I hear some of these things, right, as you were talking about, you know, some of the different, anal sex, things like that, when we talk about kids in transition, right, and we talk about those kind of conversations, mm-hmm. So often we hear from those that support these things that those kids are not influenced, right? They say that it's a natural progression and these kids, you know, they don't feel right in their bodies. But for me, when I look at bills like House Bill 161 or House Bill 380, I say, okay, this is clearly influence. And I understand how they are not understanding that they're influencing this entire thing.
Absolutely. And what they're not teaching kids, I tell people all the time, this comprehensive framework is not working because kids are more depressed, they're more anxious. Everything that they're trying to teach the kids, it's not really helping them mentally, physically, spiritually in any way. And the kids are suffering as a result of that. And the other thing that they don't teach is that it's normal for kids to go through identity and confusion in adolescent years. That's a normal stage of development. And we need kids to know that it's okay to kind of question yourself and the world around you. That's normal. But what's not normal is for adults to push on them that because you're questioning your identity, that means that you're gay or any of that. It just let kids just grow and naturally just grow into themselves.
Yeah. I mean, we all had phases. I could tell you I was a tomboy forever. And, you know,
absolutely.
And I grew up with nothing but brothers, right? And I hung out a lot with my dad. And so, you know, I played football, baseball, all those things. So, it made sense. And believe it or not, Delegate, I asked my mom later on, I said, Mom, why didn't you transition me? I was running around here like a boy for at least 5 years.
Right. No, same. I mean, I always sounded like a boy growing up. And I always, you know, people joked that I was a little tomboyish in my teen years and wore baggy clothes.
Yeah.
But by no means did that mean that I needed adults around me to tell me what that meant. You know?
Right. Puberty blockers and all these other things.
Right.
As well. Well, let me ask you this, Delegate. The situation with House Bill 161, what can we do on our end to voice our concerns about this bill?
Okay, so it did pass out of the House. The next step is we need people to reach out to the Senate. So this bill is going to go through the Education, Energy, and the Environment Committee. So if you go to that committee, you'll see the list of committee members. And I'm urging everyone to please send emails. We need to flood their emails and let them know we're in opposition of this bill. Like you mentioned, there are only 39 of us, Republicans down here. We're outnumbered 3-1. This has to be a collective effort, and we're calling on the community to really help put pressure on this committee. We cannot afford for this bill to make it out of Senate or make it any further than it already has.
Yeah. I don't know if you know, but is there a guess whether or not this could actually advance through the Senate? Because sometimes the Senate, I think, is a little more conservative. Have you heard anybody talking about whether or not they're going to vote for this bill?
I have not heard anything as of yet. So, no news in my mind is good news. I feel like we still have a chance.
Well, good. Well, you know what, Delegate, before you go, because I know you got to get on the floor, before you go, have you looked at this House Bill 380 at all that was introduced by Delegate Williams?
I most certainly did. It actually went through my committee, and I voted against it.
Real quick, did she say why she thought that this was a good idea with the vending machines and the condoms?
So it is my understanding, and please don't quote me on this, but what I understood her rationale for it is that she wanted to take the part of it being illegal to put contraceptives in pre-K and elementary, middle schools. Either way, it's still another bad bill that parents should be concerned about.
Yeah, Delegate, because I read the bill, and I saw that, yes, she wants to decriminalize it, but then she went into detail on where she would want these vending machines, which I thought was odd. Like, if you're just decriminalizing it, why are you now detailing where you want these machines to sit?
Yep.
It didn't make any sense.
It is very scary. And, why are we now giving kids, what happened to teaching kids the gold standard, that abstinence until marriage? I mean, maybe they won't reach maybe we shoot for the stars and they land on the moon. Why are we now pushing this gender and birth controls and all of this onto little kids where they just need to just, it's okay to tell them that it's okay to be married and just be traditional. Why are we not pushing traditional values? And they're doing the complete opposite of that.
Yeah, it is very sad. Well, Delegate Latoya Cogolo, thank you so much for joining me. I know you got to get to work there, and thank you so much for working so hard on our behalf.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kim. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And as you heard there, as the delegate mentioned, and I wanted to let her go early because they have to run to the floor. And that's why they usually try to come on at 9:35. 161, it's another situation where, for some reason, the government believes they can raise our children better than we can. And if you look in history, you look at, whether it's the welfare state, whether it was the changes in school, right? Because you know what I believe? And I know some people are going to get mad about this, because there are a lot of parents out there that do neglect. But I thought it was very odd when we started serving breakfast to kids at school. Did anybody else feel this way? I thought that was odd because for me, and as a mom myself, and of course I was a stepmom for quite some time there where I was taking care of two boys. For me, as stepmom or mom, I would get up and I would then make breakfast. I would get them up, make sure they got dressed. Like, it was a whole routine in the morning. Did that mean that you had to wake up an hour or so earlier than normal? Yes. But that's what's expected of you as the mom or the stepmom. That's what you do. And so, of course, I would make sure the boys, in that case, as a stepmom, had their breakfast. And then now, even today, as a mother myself, with my daughter Olivia, I make sure she has everything that she needs. Now, are there days where we're running late? Sure, we're running late. We might end up in the Dunkin' Donuts car line. We might end up in Chick-fil-A's car line. But I make sure that my daughter eats before she gets to school. I don't understand, I guess, when we decided to take that turn. Was it because so many kids weren't eating at home? And of course, breakfast is very important. Possibly. But I guess I look at this as kind of like the nanny state situation. So you're feeding the kids breakfast. You're supposedly teaching them all day. You're also taking care of their lunch. A lot of kids stay there for after school snack, and especially if they have sports or anything after school, right? That happens. I get it. But it's like we've taken so much out of the parents' hands, and now we're to the point where we push this to the point where we're now denying parental rights. And it's, you know, we've been going down this trend and this downward spiral for quite some time, in my view. I mean, I asked this yesterday. We were talking about eliminating junk food from SNAP benefits. I talked about how the fact that those that are on SNAP are the same kids that are getting free lunch at school. Why the hell is that? Why is that? Your parents have access to more groceries than I have access to because I can't afford them. You know what I mean? So why are you also getting free lunch, again, coming from my tax dollar? Then, of course, your food stamp card is on my tax dollar. And here I am making tough decisions at Food Lion. You see what I'm saying? Like, the whole thing makes no sense. And so we've gotten to a point where we've taken all this responsibility away from the parent. And then we look around at each other like, wow, I can't believe we've got 11, 12, 13-year-old carjackers. That 12-year-old, did he really carjack somebody at gunpoint? And then on the other flip side of that, we have more Democrats in Annapolis to say, oh, well, they didn't really know that that was wrong. Yes, they carjacked you at gunpoint, but they're only 12 years old. They don't know that that's wrong. So please, by all means, send them back to the parent that's got them in the situation to begin with. It's when you're talking about the womb to prison pipeline, we're on it. We're on it hardcore. We're not veering off those tracks. We're not. Every piece of these kids' lives nowadays, it's just the government. Whether it's the welfare state, right? Some of them with Section 8 housing and things like that. Some of those kids ended up in a very bad neighborhood. Some of those housing projects, let's be honest, where the drug dealing is completely out of control. Then they're surrounded by that lifestyle. And then people are shocked that they want to be drug dealers by the time they're 17. Well, in their neighborhood, the drug dealers are making all the money. That's why I have a problem with the open-air drug market. Yes, I'm going to say it again. At Middle River and Compass Road, in front of that elementary school. I have a problem with that, and also the Middle River Middle School's there, because I don't want these kids to be exposed to an open-air drug market. It's not because I think they're going to purchase drugs. I don't want them seeing any of that. And again, I guess it's just the woman in me. Naturally, I want to protect children. And I know that many, many of you feel the same way, whether you're a woman or a man. I just, we've really screwed up, and I don't know exactly when it happened. And possibly it started before I was born, but I just want to make sure we know where to go from here. And so that's why I'm glad that we have people like Delegate LaToya Cogolo fighting on our behalf in Annapolis, because if it wasn't for the Republicans, the House Freedom Caucus, all of those that are there now, I don't know what we would do. I really don't. I got Chuck in Columbia. Chuck, did you want to weigh in on House Bill 380?
Yes, I do. When I was younger, they had something called hygiene in school. But they did not teach the things that that are important to know about. And that was covered when I went into the military. But there are sexually transmitted diseases that affect the body. Some of them seem to disappear on their own, but they just linger inside the body and affect the heart and affect other organs in the body, and also how they are treated. They can be passed on by simple things like kissing, or even from tears from crying can be passed on from one to another. And these things are the important things, is how to protect yourself from getting these awful diseases that are caused by unconventional association with other folks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
You know, where is that? What's happening there?
I don't know. Because I wonder if that's, because I'm trying to think back to when I was in school, which was a long time ago, Chuck. I wonder if that didn't, you know, we didn't start learning about that until high school, but we did sex ed by the fifth grade. But they did not introduce anything about STDs or any of those things until I think I was in high school health class.
So there's nothing to stop a kindergartner from having syphilis. There's nothing to stop that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Chuck, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great rest of your week. I guess I'm still so upset about the fact that we're even pushing some of these bills. I really am. And you know what's interesting? Because LaToya Cagola, the delegate that we were just speaking to, House Bill 161, that bill, like she said, it's headed to the Senate. It did pass the House. But this is another woman that put this bill forth, just like House Bill 380. These are women. These are women. I never thought that we would get here as a society. I have to be honest with you. We have elected officials in the state of Maryland that are women. And I'm sure if they're not moms themselves, I know they know much about kids, you know. They're grown adults. And yet it's not in their mind to protect these kids. For some reason, it's in their mind to expose them to things that they have no business learning about or thinking about or any of these things. Why are we sexualizing children? We'll discuss more when we get back.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
They just can't be this stupid. This is now the hill, the left in America, the radicalized, extremely radicalized left wants to go. They want to dig their heels in on all of this reckless abuse, corruption, waste, fraud. And if that's the hill they want to die on, that's fine with me. Because they're not going to win in the end. This is not what our framers and our founders intended in any way, shape, manner, or form. It's just simply not. It is not what the American people want. And the American people have every right to be very angry.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, this country was founded on freedom. Freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and tried blockading us. And then we dumped their tea into the ocean. How did that work out? Well, it's time to throw out your overpriced big wireless contract, and you won't sacrifice service thanks to my cell phone provider, Pure Talk. Now, my cell phone company says no to inflated prices. And with a qualifying plan of just $45 a month, you can get an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for nothing. And yes, this is for premium service. You get unlimited talk and text and 25 gigs of data and mobile hotspot at a fraction of the price of those big guys. So get your new iPhone 14 or Samsung Galaxy for $0. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch. It's fast, simple, and easy. #250, keyword save now for your new iPhone or Galaxy with a qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Rob Carson Show.
They care about the government jobs for a couple of reasons. All of those government workers are unionized, and they vote slavishly Democrat, like 98% of the time Democrat. So they want that. And then also, there is the largesse of the government in making people rich. There's a lot of people who are very, very rich in the federal government, even though they make government salaries. And we're understanding the reason why this is all happening.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're just speaking to Delegate LaToya Cagola, and we're very thankful for the work that she's doing. I'm so glad that she's joined so many great Republicans in Annapolis that have been fighting on our behalf. And I did see where Delegate Nino Mangione, and I think he usually comes on Fridays on the morning drive, but it looks like he's introduced some really great bills. I know Glenn Gilhar mentioned one of them yesterday as far as Italian Heritage Month. But he also has a bill that I saw on his Facebook page this morning about Rachel Warren and illegal immigrant. So also wish Delegate Nino Mangione all the best, too, and hopefully he gets his bills through as well. Go to the text line here. Got some text messages coming in. Nancy in Jarrettsville, she says, thank you, thank you, thank you for covering the ridiculous condoms and kindergarten bill being introduced. Something is very wrong here. Nancy, I'm with you on that. It's very bizarre, extremely bizarre. Right now we've got Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you? Tom in Parkville. He says, Kim, we've got way more than 1,500 bills being introduced this session. Check this out. I'll open this attachment here. Tom, this attachment better be all right, my friend. Just kidding. Oh, wow. We do have way more. Okay. All right. So it looks like there's about 1,789 bills in just the House alone. 1,346 bills in the Senate. What are they doing up there? Meanwhile, all we want is for the energy costs to come down. We want the juveniles to be locked up. And we want people to stop taking parental rights away. I mean, is that asking too much? This is not asking too much, is it? Well, thank you, Tom, for that. I appreciate you correcting the record here. Let's see. We've got some others. Our fighter friend, John, he says, one of the questions I have about this stupid bill for condoms with kindergarten kids and other young kids, and I'm looking at the whole logistical part of it and the psychological part. A kindergarten kid is not putting a condom on his you-know-what unless they make special ones for small kids. That's not happening. The whole entire bill is ridiculous. Okay, firefighter John, there's a point there, right? So I guess that is interesting. But what are we doing? You know what? I got to call her office. I am going to call her office, by the way, and I'm going to tell you guys what I get from this. And again, it's Delegate Nicole Williams who's introducing this out of PG County. It's House Bill 380. Does she want this available for the parents that come to the schools? We need to know. We really need to know. Let's see. Todd says, Kim, anyone who promotes sexual activity like this, they're usually in rings for pedophilia. Yeah, Todd, that's why I would love, look, I'm not telling the feds what to do, but it's bizarre to say the least. Also, Scott, my friend in Westminster, he says the more condoms, the more sex, the more abortions. You mentioned school breakfast. The teachers union wants children and parents totally dependent upon the public schools in order to indoctrinate children into government dependence. Hit the nail on the head there, Scott in Westminster. That's exactly what they want. And we want the opposite. Coming up next, we've got a conversation about integration. Desegregation. Was it a mistake in America? We'll talk about it.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep.